who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hensis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in. It is a Friday. Happy to have you with us here on Fox Sports Radio. Get Aaron on Twitter at Aaron_Torres. You can find me at Dan Byer on Fox. Check out the latest lines of the world of sports at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. Must be 21, must be present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, and Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Do you gamble on preseason football? You do that?
You know, Arnie Spanier has told me for years the preseason is the free season. Mm-hmm. And while I know Bet Rivers is an incredible sports book for those who use it, I will not be betting on any preseason games.
Patriots about a touchdown favorite tonight, okay, taking on the Carolina Panthers, who have their own quarterback situations to work through. Mac Jones getting the opportunity tonight for New England. One of three games on the NFL preseason schedule. Another one is the Texans taking on the Rams. You're not going to see any of the Rams stars play, so the Texans about a field goal favorite in that one. Green Bay's home to the Saints. Packers about a field goal favorite in that one as well. But it is New England. It is Carolina. Earlier in the show, we spoke with Doug Kide of Pro Football Focus. And of the quarterbacks from the 2021 draft class, Doug said that he felt that Mac Jones would be one of the would be of those quarterbacks. And I want to make sure that I get Doug's words correctly, but would likely maybe be status quo from a year ago. Maybe not take as big of a leap that he did maybe from a year ago, but that would kind of stay where he was. Maybe you're expecting a little bit more from Trevor Lawrence, for Lawrence to take that leap, maybe from Trey Lance, who obviously didn't play much last year and Justin Fields was another. But Mac Jones was the one that he thought was steady. As the Patriots take the field tonight in their second dress rehearsal against the Carolina Panthers, where are you with this New England Mac Jones led squad?
So I've always been a big Mac Jones guy. That was like my big thing in the lead up to that 2021 NFL draft is, you know, we got the whole, come on, anyone could have done what Mac Jones did at Alabama. Well, he literally set a completion percentage record. So no, not anyone could have, because nobody in the history of college football ever did what Mac Jones did his last year at Alabama. So I've always been team Mac Jones. I think it goes without saying that the way I feel about his upside is how pretty much everybody else does. I don't think he has the upside of Justin Fields. I don't think he has the upside of Zach Wilson, let alone Trevor Lawrence. But I think he can be, as he showed last year, a solid NFL quarterback. But the question becomes, obviously, with this bizarre coordinator situation in New England, I don't really know what to make of that element of it, and I do wonder how that's going to impact his development this season.
Do you think that it's negligence or arrogance? Because I think that if it was any of the other 31 teams, we would call it negligence. And this whole Patriot scenario, like, I feel like we're trying to, like, I almost feel like we don't give Bill Belichick the benefit of the doubt on this, of just doing what he wants to do or feel what he wants to be done. Like, I think that there's some leeway involved, and I think if it was any of the other teams, we would be like, you know, like, I mean, obviously, if Matt Rhule was doing this in Carolina with his job on the line, we'd be like, that guy is crazy. Mm-hmm. He is nuts. But instead, we try to figure out fake storylines and be like, see, he's trying to prove to Tom Brady that he doesn't.
That part I agree with.
You know,
yeah.
I agree. Like, I just, you know, like, sometimes someone is so good at what they do that it's okay to try. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. It doesn't mean that Brady ended up beating Belichick or this didn't work. It doesn't seem like they've ever done stuff the conventional way. And so if they're not going to, for some reason, we just don't give Belichick the benefit of the doubt because Tom Brady won a 7th Super Bowl in Tampa.
Which is funny because right up until Tom Brady left, it was whatever Belichick did. Oh, look at Belichick. Traded another first-round pick for 2/3 and a 4th. Oh, yeah. My, what is he planning? And it was like, no matter what he did, it was like, oh, I mean, it's Belichick. And so it is interesting how it has all flipped. And I would take it a step further. It's interesting how it's flipped in year 3 post-Brady, coming off a season where you did make the playoffs with a rookie quarterback. Now, I understand it was bad once you got there. I understand you couldn't force the Bills to punt the entire game. I understand you got embarrassed. But you just kind of take out the Belichick aspect of this. First rookie quarterback, 2 years off of a Hall of Fame quarterback leaving. I think we'd all be like, that was a really successful season and really excited to see what comes next season. Now, part of it is, I do think that the Dolphins upgrading the way that they have this offseason plays a role. The Bills maybe being the favorite in the AFC plays a role. But it is interesting that, one, we went one extreme to the other with Belichick. But, two, also, I think any other organization, to your point, 31 other teams, rookie quarterback a year, 2 years after a Hall of Famer leaves and you make the playoffs, I think there'd be momentum and excitement coming into this year instead of the opposite in New England.
Do you think people cheer? That's the wrong word. Do you think people are okay with New England the way that they are? Because I don't want to say cheer because I don't think people are sitting down saying, go Patriots. But if they were so despised because they were so good by everyone else. And they were so despised because of, you know, certain allegations and Deflategate and Spygate and all of that accompanied this dynasty. But now that Brady's gone, but Belichick still remains, now that Mac Jones is in there, we just, you know, 90 minutes ago talked about the Browns and maybe how the Lions are now the lovable loser because there's not a lot to like about the Browns. Are the Patriots likable in your mind, or does Belichick still give them that edge? Because my opinion is, I think they are likable, but I don't think everybody else thinks so if we're sitting here ripping on Bill Belichick or pointing out what he has done wrong. Like, I think that there is actually something that is likable about them. And 3 years ago, I'm chanting anybody but the Patriots in the Super Bowl. So I don't know if I'm in the majority or in the minority and thinking, like, you know what, I'm okay if they actually are okay.
Well, I think it's interesting. I think people want to hate them because of the success that they've had, but they're also not very good right now. Like, it'd be one thing if they went 14-3 last year, and then you're like, man, the Patriots are doing it again. How are they doing it? But the fact that they were, whatever, 9-8 or 10-7, I think they were 10-7 last year, and you get in a wild card, they don't finish strong down the stretch, I think that probably plays a role in it. So I think the general public wants to dislike them, but I don't think they're good enough just in general. I'll give you another sports example. As I say this, you know I love college hoops. I think for Duke post Coach K, they've either got to be for the best thing for college basketball is if they're really good or really bad. Because if they're really good, then it's like, oh my God, here we go again, another 30 years for Duke. And if they're really bad, then you make fun of Duke. And I think the Patriots are somewhere in the middle where if they were really bad, you just feel kind of sorry for them. And if they were really good, you'd be like, here Belichick goes, another 10 years with this guy at quarterback.
You use college basketball, and I think that's fair. I think they're the Miami Heat of the NFL.
Sure.
That's where maybe after knows. LeBron leaves, you still have Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra there. Were the Heat good because of LeBron, or are they good because of Heat culture? Now, Heat culture gets very old very quickly. To hear about Heat culture and what Heat culture is, it will drive you nuts on NBA Twitter. So I don't mind seeing the Heat lose. I'm not saying that they're exact parallels. However, the Miami Heat, for the stretch that they had and who they were, are a completely different team than what they were with LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh. And I guess, in a way, I would rather have the Miami Heat win an NBA title than the 76ers or the Boston Celtics, if I'm a fan of any team in the East, which I am. I'd rather have the Heat win a title than the Golden State Warriors. Like that's where I kind of think the comparison is I'm not all about the Heat, and I don't really like the Heat, but if they won it, I guess it'd be like, okay, it shows, you know, it's a tip of the cap to Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra, where it'd be the same thing with the New England Patriots.
Yeah, and I think that's a good analogy, and I think it's a good analogy from this perspective, is there was definitely those years post-LeBron where they weren't really bad, where you were just like, man, this is the Heat, that was clearly LeBron. But they aren't like really that good, and you don't really know how to feel about them. I think most people probably don't know how to feel about the Patriots right now. Like you spent the last 15 years rooting against them, just assuming that they would figure out a way to win because they had Brady and Belichick. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, that mystique's a little bit gone. So,
it's funny because when you look back at where the Patriots were, we started off the show today. If you missed it, go to foxsportsradio.com and click on podcast. Look for the Doug Gottlieb Show. But the topic was how the Seahawks became super relevant to irrelevant in 12 months.
Sure.
Completely irrelevant. And you look at the Patriots, and their dynasty is unmatched in the National Football League in the Super Bowl era. So for the last 20-plus years, we had been accustomed to them winning. They didn't win a lot. Now, they went to two Super Bowls prior to the Brady era, but it was Super Bowl 31 against the Packers where they were Bill Parcells. You know, Bill Parcells was actually probably the biggest star on that team that had Drew Bledsoe, Curtis Martin, and Terry Glenn. And then you had the one where they got crushed by the Bears in Super Bowl 20 in the mid-1980s. So it's not like the Patriots were a household name. Like they were in the early 90s, they were the laughingstock. It's why they got Drew Bledsoe in the first place, because he had the first overall pick. So when you're talking about like this isn't a team with a great history in the past. It's in a weird way, it's kind of new money-ish. But with Belichick still there, I still think that there's reasons to maybe dislike them or have that edge about them. But overall, I just don't look at them as the same team from that 20-year dynasty.
So outside of the dumb Belichick is purposely doing this to get back at Tom Brady and prove that he doesn't need an elite quarterback, does it concern you at all? Like, if you were a Patriots fan, we got this weird Matt Patricia, Joe Judge hybrid thing going on. That wouldn't concern you at all?
No, it doesn't concern me at all because, again, I trust Belichick. And I'll also say this. I think that they have made efforts to improve the pieces around them.
Sure.
You know, like the addition of Devontae Parker may not seem like a big deal. I really like Devontae Parker and what he tried to do in Miami. I don't think that was a perfect situation there. if there is going to be a place where they're going to figure it out, it's probably New England. You know, they invested in two big tight ends, you know, two off seasons ago, or, you know, two seasons ago, and Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry come in last year. So, like, they have that set. They seem to have a backfield set with Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson. So, like, there are pieces, and now you've got, you know, Devontae Parker and Nelson Aguilar and other targets for them for Mac Jones to find. So I think that they're set up better than they were previously. So the coaching part isn't the issue. I just thought that they maybe needed more players, and I think that they've got more players. They got more dudes.
It'll be interesting, and I think part of why this has become a story is because of the reports out of training camp that Mac Jones has regressed, or that he isn't taking the leaps and steps that he needs to be a successful quarterback. So, you know, it's one, Dan, where I certainly think it's an interesting topic, but there are some, and I think we all feel this way about certain things, is I think there's some where, like, you're super adamant about one side or the other. This is one where I can't fake, like, passion about either side, that it's just going to be a complete disaster. Belichick's in over his head. It's all, as you said, you know, as you phrased, is it arrogance? Like, I don't think it's arrogance. I don't think it's ignorance. I just think that Bill Belichick truly believes that this is the best way to run his organization right now. And to the point that you brought up, we have 25-year track record to say that we probably shouldn't doubt him. And oh, by the way, it's not just with the Patriots. I mean, he made the playoffs with the Browns. He won, you know, in small sample sizes without Tom Brady. So, you know, I'm not. It's just one.
He deserves the break to be like, hey, you win six Super Bowls, do whatever you want. You could not do this. And I'm sitting there, I'm going through my mind, and I mentioned Matt Rhule in Carolina earlier. I'm like, okay, could you imagine if Matt Eberflus was doing this in Chicago in his first year? We'd say he's crazy. If we thought that the Colts were doing this, a team that, you know, people feel like, you know, could have a pretty good year with Matt Ryan now being there, are we saying, man, Frank Reich, what are you doing? Like you can go to every single team. I mean, if maybe we would give a pass to Sean McVay, like maybe. In saying, coming off of a Super Bowl, being like, hey, they feel this is better, but that would be almost a what have you done for me lately. But for some reason, we're questioning Bill Belichick.
And let me add this too. I mean, think about the opposite perspective of, well, you know, I mean, Russell Wilson, he's got an offensive coach in Denver. Look out, Broncos, dark horse Super Bowl contenders. And it's like, we've never seen Nathaniel Hackett coach game. We've never,
yeah.
Kevin O'Connell, you know, he came from that Rams staff. Got to watch out for those Vikes. And it's like, so I think the counter of it too is, I think sometimes we fall in love with what's new and what looks cool and what sounds cool. And it's like, you know, I don't know. I don't really think the Broncos are, like, really legitimately a Super Bowl contender, but it's like, new offensive coach, worked with Aaron Rodgers. What could it mean for Russell Wilson? But let's give up on the guy that's coached in literally like 15 AFC championship games.
He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next, the Big Ten has their new TV deal. Is the SEC lagging behind? We discuss next here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the offseason.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about
it. Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live within the moment fantasy football reactions to all the first round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's a rivalry? That is not a question I'm posing to you. That's the question that the NBA is asking themselves. We'll get to that in about 10 minutes or so. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer, sitting in for Doug Gottlieb today on the Doug Gottlieb Show. As today's show is brought to you by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. We talked some Big Ten TV deal a little bit earlier. We both really think, and it may be wishful thinking for the youth in us that watched college football 20, 30, even 40 years ago, that maybe, just maybe, if Nebraska turns this thing around, that they really could benefit from this new Big Ten TV deal. But also in that conversation, aside from throwing about 12 other schools under the bus, Aaron,
for
saying that they maybe aren't as relevant as they hope they are, the ball is now, I don't know if it's in the SEC's court, but the Big Ten in this new TV deal has shown that expansion very likely is not done, as their pie can grow even bigger if the league ends up expanding. And this isn't an ACC deal that is still in place for the next 14 years. This is only a seven-year deal. So to me, that seems like, okay, the Big Ten is very active. So the ball may not be in the SEC's court, Aaron, but you have to wonder, are they ready to counteract what the Big Ten is doing?
Well, it was just interesting to me, you know, and listen, I'm with you in heaping praise on how the Big Ten structured its deal. For people who don't know, Kevin Warren, the commissioner of the Big Ten, came from the NFL, and it's a very NFL-centric contract for the Big Ten, where one game on Fox, one game on CBS, one game on NBC. They split up the Big Ten championship game. And then you look at how the SEC structured their most recent TV deal. And the reason the Big Ten is going to that 3:30 window on CBS is because the SEC is now completely exclusive to ESPN. And so, listen, ESPN's a worldwide leader in sports. You know, we can criticize them for certain things, whatever. They still carry a big weight in what we do. I just saw that SEC TV contract. It's for fewer dollars over the course of the contract. Now, I believe they might be able to renegotiate once Texas and Oklahoma officially get into the league. But you look at it, it's less money. It's one TV network where we don't have what we talked about earlier, Dan, with the cross-promotion on multiple channels. And the other thing is, it's a 10-year deal where the Big Ten signed a 7-year deal and will actually sign a new TV deal before this current SEC contract came up. So that was my other takeaway. I think the big takeaway is the Big Ten perspective. But when you look at the SEC, it feels like this is the league that has been ahead on everything for the last 10, 15, 20 years in college football. It looks like the Big Ten, at least in terms of this TV contract, they may have outmaneuvered and maybe outsmarted the Big
Ten. And so you have Jim Delaney, who had been this institution in college sports for there so long as the Big Ten commissioner. He moves on and Kevin Warren moves in, and now the biggest deal to hit the world, and they don't handle it with the way that others did, and they seem to botch a lot of stuff with it. This is kind of like the resume turner or the thing to change the opinion. And I almost wonder, not that they underestimated Kevin Warren, but I don't know if they underestimated the Big Ten or they just thought that we're the SEC and what we do is going to be the standard.
Well, first of all, I can say I did underestimate Kevin Warren because I had the reaction that you just brought up a second ago. This guy's in over his head. He doesn't know what he's doing. Now, he took the job a month or two before COVID really took off, shut everything down. But I said, is this the guy that you want running your conference? Is this guy a leader? Is he a follower? Does he, and I understand he answers to the school presidents and the schools themselves, but I didn't see much from him. And I think it was kind of the same in the SEC is like, what is this guy's deal? And, oh, the Big Ten, they think they know everything. Well, we're going to play. And then they played, and they were awesome. And, of course, the season, the Big Ten ended up having to play catch-up there because they ended up starting their season, whatever it was, 5-6 weeks after everybody else. So I think there was a lot of that from the SEC country. And I do think it speaks to, again, the differing backgrounds of who's running this, where Kevin Warren comes from the NFL. Kevin Warren has an experience with multiple broadcast partners, all that. The SEC, it's more... Greg Sankey, the head commissioner now, was the assistant commissioner forever. He kind of grew up in this league. So it's just interesting to see both perspectives. But like I said, and like you just said, I think for the first time, it feels like there was this PR war that the SEC has won forever. And I think a lot of people came out kind of throwing rose petals at Kevin Warren's feet yesterday.
I'm going to say this comment in a way that is not Dan Beyer, employee of Fox Sports Radio Network.
Sure.
This is going to be Dan Beyer, sports fan, college sports fan, pro sports fan. I hope for the SEC's sake that ESPN doesn't make the SEC like they've made the NBA, where it is so over the top. And the point I'm going to make out, because it's going to sound like it's anti-ESPN because we're Fox Sports Radio employees, I think if all of us had our druthers, we would rather watch the NBA on TNT as opposed to ESPN. And that is what I would be afraid of. Now, I know people were critical of what CBS did with the SEC, and maybe they weren't fans of the game broadcast. That will all change. But it does help to have that diversity in networks with your product. And I just don't want the SEC to be all, to be ESPNized, because it's actually like when the game is Thursday night in the NBA, it's a much more enjoyable watch than what we usually get from ESPN, because I just feel that ESPN bends over backwards to try to shove the NBA down our throat because of their deal that they have with the league. And I just don't want that to happen with the SEC, but I don't know how it doesn't happen because of this current deal.
Well, and the SEC is already so covered as it is. I do think there's an element of, like, I don't think you can talk college football and just pretend like Ohio State doesn't exist or Michigan doesn't exist. So that's my hope. But I think there's no doubt they're going to lean into it. Now, I think they do go over the top. I think, there was an NBA show on right now, and it's like, it's August. We care about football. Get some football on air. But no, I do think that's an interesting thought that I hadn't really considered, is like, are we headed for nothing but the SEC? Oh, watch out for Missouri. 8th best team in the SEC. I hope we don't get to that.
Sure. And ESPN's coverage of the NBA isn't meaning that they're always talking Lakers or talking, you know, Celtics and Warriors. The real victim with, I think, ESPN's coverage of the NBA has actually been their college basketball coverage.
Sure.
Because it's so NBA. And I know that's right up your alley.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to set you up. But that has been a victim.
Yes.
Because it has come at the cost of college basketball and how college basketball has been promoted across whatever. You know. So maybe there's, who knows, maybe now with this exclusive deal, maybe SEC basketball is even more so than what it is before, because there's not going to be Big Ten games there. But there are items, and there are things that get caught up in that collateral damage when you have that big deal. I'm just curious on how it plays out with that league.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Did you hear that the NBA is launching a Rivals Week?
Not until you told me, to be honest.
So the NBA schedule comes out. And this has been a sticking point in me in the NFL, and I've on my Sunday show with George Reister, I think I argued this last week. Like, I'm so mad that the NFL just doesn't make Rams Chargers a yearly regular season game. Jets Giants, like, they're totally missing the boat. We've got that in baseball with Mets Yankees now with interleague play. Dodgers Angels is always a series. I think it would be great for the NFL, even though it may not be as fair schedule wise. Well, the NBA, where everybody plays everybody in everybody's arena, feels, you know what, we're going to end up having rivalry week. So in late January, from Tuesday, January 24th through Saturday, January 28th, it will be NBA Rivals Week. And you're saying to yourself, think of the NBA rivalries off the top of your head. Can you a rivalry that you think off the top of your head, Aaron, when you think of the NBA?
Celtics-Lakers would come to mind.
Celtics-Lakers, perfect. Guess what? That's the final rivalry game that we have of the week.
Set your calendar.
Lakers at Celtics, 8:30 Eastern time, Saturday, January 28th. John Ramos, can you think of another NBA rivalry game that we could maybe get excited about? Any matchups?
Knicks-Nets.
Knicks-Nets. Guess what? It's the second part of that triple header on Saturday. New York Knicks at Brooklyn Nets, 5:30 Eastern time. Ryan Bershinger, can you think of, as an executive producer of this show, any other rivalries?
How about a Bulls-Pistons?
Bulls-Pistons. Yeah, the bad boys. No, did not work out.
How about Bulls-Hornets because of the Michael Jordan connection? That seems natural.
Yes and no, because... Oh. The Bulls and Hornets is a rivalry game on Thursday, January 26th. And I thought to myself, wow, that's pretty cool. It's, you know, the Bulls coming to Charlotte, the team Michael Jordan owns. That's actually some forward thinking by the NBA. Until I found out that that's not the reason why. It's because it's Lonzo against LaMelo Ball. And to me, that's... All right, now we're reaching here. And then I started to look. Okay, go.
But I was just going to ask, what night do we get Aaron Holiday versus Drew Holiday is my question. So.
Not on the list. There are zero Bucks games on this list. By the way, Bucks-Bulls is actually a nice rivalry for the Bucks. They're not that far apart geographically, just about an hour's drive or so, a little bit more. But you could get Chicago, Milwaukee. Like, that would be a good one. And by the way, they played in the first round of the NBA playoffs last year. And by the way, Grayson Allen tried to take off Alex Caruso's head and injured him. Like, that's a rivalry. But no, not when you can have the Ball brothers go head-to-head on Thursday, January 26th. Here's another one. Ready for this one? Nuggets at Sixers.
Allen Iverson?
Listen, Ryan Bershinger is laughing at hearing this. Yeah, the Allen Iverson game.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Right? John, why would the Sixers and Nuggets be rivals?
That's a great question. Yes. I have no idea.
Yeah, neither do I until I found out MVP showdown. Joel Embiid against Nikola Jokic. On who should have been MVP.
But that's not a rival.
No, you're it's right. dumb is yeah, what yeah. it is.
I'm sorry.
They should call it dumb week because that's what this is.
I'm talking to you like we're fighting about it, but you're actually I'm agreeing with you.
Yes. You guys remember that Raptors-Warriors rivalry. It's back. Yes, it's back. Even though Kawhi Leonard is nowhere to be found in Toronto.
Or Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, or Kyle Lowry. It is back. Raptors at Warriors, Friday, January 27th. And of course, there's nothing more that I love than a team with two rivals. Yes, ooh. Memphis.
When I think rivalries, great rivalries, like my grandpa on the lap with my grandpa, you know, watching the games, I think the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah, and you would think, man, Memphis has multiple rivals. Mind you, this is a team we haven't cared about at all until the last 12 months in the NBA. We've given even Grind City, we really didn't care. But now we actually care about the Grizzlies. During rivalry week, we get to see the Grizzlies at the Warriors on Wednesday, January 25th. Only to have them come back 2 days later and travel to Minnesota to face the Timberwolves in another rivalry week. So
that's the rivalry of Usher versus the Usher lookalike, Ja Morant's dad. Is that what yes. that is? Yeah, that's yes. the only thing I can think
Very
of.
Very good. Yeah, this is. Listen, I think Memphis and Minnesota could be a nice rivalry. I mean, they had a great, crazy series. If you wanted to say that, I would give you that. But then now you're trying to give us Memphis and Golden State, and then you're putting Toronto into this. Just the Celtics and Heat, a rivalry. Yeah, I don't know. Celtics Knicks, Celtics Sixers. I know they went to Game 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals, but yeah, this is a reach that doesn't reach me with the NBA.
This is like real quick. I know we gotta go, but like when Central Florida's on the come up in football, and they try to make like, oh, Florida, we'll see you anytime, anywhere, and Florida's like, well, we play in the SEC and we play Miami and Florida State. Like we're yeah. go sit down. Like yes. that's what some of these rivalries feel like right now.
I don't need another rivalry. Like you know, I just yeah, this is so rivalry week. Get ready for that to be shoved down your throat. Coming to you in late January. Today's show is brought to you by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. We'll put a bow on this bad boy next year on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
the end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the off season.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about it.
The draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves and free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Doug Gottlieb Show. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer, sitting in for Doug today. That Game of Thrones prequel premieres this weekend, right? House Ooh. Of Dragons. Were you a Game of Thrones guy?
I'm not. Have you seen the Manti Te'o documentary that everybody's raving about?
No.
I have not either.
I have not either.
Everybody's talking about it, so.
The Game of Thrones, I was not on it. We binge-watched it, but I think there'll be a lot of tweets about this new one coming up on Sunday night. Today's show is brought to you by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Nick Cope is here with the latest headlines.
The press.
All right, Nick, lay it on us. What do you got?
All right, guys, just announced earlier today, Urban Meyer's coming back to Fox for Big Noon Kickoff.
Is he taking Bob Stoops' chair, or is he added? Do we know?
He's taking Bob Stoops' chair.
Okay.
I know that for a fact.
All right. There it is.
Not like I know that like
there
inside.
There it is.
No. Like, it was reported beforehand.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Right. Mad as hell.
Urban was great in that chair, and it's probably where, you know, he's probably going to stay because he actually was really, really good.
I'm sorry if I come off as like an arrogant jerk. I didn't mean it like that at all. I know I said something earlier about Bronny James that maybe have sounded like that. So I saw that as well. I think he's good on TV. Sorry to cut you off, Nick, and I'm sorry if I came off
need to apologize.
Okay, I'm happy as hell.
You never need to apologize. Remember when Doug basically yelled at me about my Calvin Ridley take this
week?
That
is correct.
Aaron goes to me in the break. He goes, yeah, I'm totally with Doug. I can't believe these idiots think that Calvin Ridley and Deshaun Watson are the same thing.
I'm here. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Totally I'm kidding. Marshawn Come Rich. On. We're just having fun. We're 100%. Joking around. Joking around.
Exactly.
Oh, I didn't really think they were equals, but I just wanted to make a snide comment. All right, Nick, what else you got?
Sweep the leg.
We got Scott Frost talking about how hard the offensive line is working in practice. Listen to this.
I laugh with the guys because there's about probably 15 to 20 vomits every day from offensive linemen, and it's not because they're not in shape. He's just working them hard. I think they love it.
How good does the drainage have to be on the practice field to handle all that vomit?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Isn't that the reason? Like,
yeah.
I mean, maybe that they aren't as good a shape as they,
yep,
you know, should have been.
Listen, I can tell you for a fact it's closer to like 25 vomits a day. So, no, I'm kidding. I saw this quote. I don't know what to think of it. It is kind of weird.
I actually vomit watching Nebraska play.
So do their fans, unfortunately.
Finish him.
We got one more for the road?
Yeah, we got one more for the road. How about Quinn Ewers, the guy who was originally committed to Texas, then goes to Ohio State because he can't get NIL money in Texas. Now he's back at Texas, and he wins the starting quarterback job for the Longhorns.
Now the question, right, is for how long? You know, with Arch Manning in the wings. Amazing and how we moved off of Quinn Ewers so quickly.
Right.
And then moved on to Arch Manning. I actually hope that he does really well at Texas.
I hope he does well at Texas because it'll be interesting if Texas is actually good.
Right.
I do have a little bit of doubts about how good he'll actually end up being. So.
We shall see as the Quinn Ewers era is underway. And that's the press.
Hey, get out there and press.
That was the press.
If you missed it, today's show is brought to you by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. You're back at it Saturday again, right?
Jason Martin and I, 10 p.m. Eastern time. Yep.
I am about to embark on a week-long vacation.
Where are you going?
So I am going to... A Fire. Great place that many people like to go. It's called Wisconsin.
Ooh.
It is a back home, going back to America's dairy land. And I'm bringing a metal band with me, apparently. that music plays as soon as we touch down in Milwaukee. It plays throughout Mitchell International Airport as I go home. I will talk to you soon and talk to y'all next week. Bye, everybody.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show is hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hensis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.